Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Christmas celebration. In fact, Pastor Davis and I were talking about earlier, I don't see how any individual, perhaps you're listening and it applies to some of you, I don't know how an individual can really celebrate Christmas without knowing the Christ of Christmas. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're talking about that today because I believe it's imperative that we celebrate Christmas having a relationship to God through Jesus Christ. It is simply going through a holiday and not a holy day if we do not know Christ as Savior. We're looking at the question, who is this child? We're talking about the fact that Jesus Christ is prophesied in the Scripture and that fulfilled in the Scripture. Not only, ladies and gentlemen, is Jesus Christ prophesied, he's also publicized. Pastor, look up for us John, the first chapter. John chapter 1, and we're going to take an elongated text because we're going to focus on 2 or 3 verses out of the first 18 verses. In Amen. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, Pastor Davis, if you don't mind, read that for us, and then we're going to have a little dialogue in relationship to it.
Amen. Says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
That is a rich, rich, rich text. In fact, Pastor, that text would preach for about 4 hours.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, in that text, at your leisure, take time to read it carefully. The early portions of those in those verses talks about the fact that Jesus Christ is God, come into flesh, that Jesus Christ created everything that's created. It is done by Jesus. He came into the world did not receive him, the world did not recognize him, and we could say the same is true today, that the world does not recognize Jesus, the world does not see Jesus, especially at this Christmas season. We need to impress upon you, our listener, that you might be able to impress upon family, friends, relatives, and neighbors, and those in your church, that we need to recognize the Lord Jesus Christ is the reason for the Christmas season. But ladies and gentlemen, when we ask the question, who is this child, we need to understand it is Jesus Christ. He is the one that is prophesied in the scripture of coming. He is the one that here in this text is publicized. In fact, the thing that I find so fascinating about this text, and we're going to focus on verse 18, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 18, reading again, says, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten, the word begotten means uniquely born one, speaking of the virgin birth, the only begotten one, the only begotten Son, the virgin born Son of God, it is saying, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. The word declared, there's the little word exegete. We get our word talking about a pastor exegeting the scripture. So what does exegete mean? It means to make public, to publicize, to make known, to fully explain. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the one that is God come into flesh, virgin born, very God, and it is only through Jesus Christ that publicizes who God is.
Amen.
It is Jesus Christ come into flesh. He is making God known. You want to know God? Know Jesus Christ. You want to know what God is like? Know Jesus. If you want to know what God does, look at Jesus. The essence and the attributes of Jesus Christ are the same essence and attributes of God the Father. Ladies and gentlemen, when I teach Christology in the college, in the university, when I teach theology proper, which is talking about the theology, the doctrine of God, I tell the students over and over and over that the essence and the attributes of God are the same essence and attributes of Jesus Christ. The essence and attributes of Jesus Christ are the same essence and attributes of God.
Amen.
Now, there's some, and perhaps you're listening, you say, oh, but Jesus Christ was not omnipresent. Yes, he was. In fact, I like to talk with folks who want to challenge that fact. If Jesus Christ is God, he has all the essence and attributes of God because he is God come into flesh. Emmanuel, we'll talk about that in a moment. Emmanuel meaning God with us. And you recall the text when Andrew came and Jesus spoke to him and told him who he was and where he was from. How does he know that? Because he is omniscient, all-knowing, ever-present. He was present. He told, what did he tell Andrew? I saw you still under the fig tree.
Amen, amen, amen.
That shows that Jesus Christ has the essence and the attributes of God because he is God.
Amen.
And here in this text, John speaking, John is the forerunner for the Lord Jesus Christ, and John says, I'm not the one, I'm just coming representing the one. And that one that I'm representing came to exegete, to declare, to show forth who God is. It is the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that man has never seen God and lived, according to the scripture. But when we see Jesus Christ, we're looking into the face of God.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Is this a blessing? You have questions, comments, in relationship to it? Do you feel that somehow, some way, that we, as a general community, as a population, that we're not representing Christmas in the proper way. I believe, Pastor Davis, that Christmas ought to be the high time for every child of God, for every Christian, that we rejoice. In fact, my bride said, we need to put up all the lights you can because Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
Amen.
Need
Amen.
To have a
he
beautiful Christmas tree with it fully decorated and representing who Jesus Christ is, that he has come. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today.
Amen.
And I know a lot of times we sing that song at Easter time, but that is true at Christmas time.
Amen.
And as we celebrate Christmas, we need to recognize that Jesus is the child that is in that manger in the Christmas scenes.
Amen.
So, Pastor, when we talk about the fact that Jesus came and he was prophesied and he was publicized and he publicized as he was coming, John 14 is a text that I believe helps explain that perhaps to our listeners. John chapter 14, I'm going to pluck out just a few of the verses. John 14, I'm going to look at verses 6 and following, Pastor. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Verse 9, ladies and gentlemen, of John chapter 14 says, Jesus saith unto him, Have I been with you so long, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how saith thou, show us the Father? Pastor, that is such a wonderful, wonderful text. And so Jesus Christ is the face of God the Father.
Amen, amen, amen.
It is putting a face on God, if you will.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, I think that that really worked to these guys' advantages as disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And it works for us today as well.
Absolutely.
Because on a personal level, before you could accept a person as a friend, you have to know something about the person or their personality.
Mm-hmm.
In order for them to earn your trust or for you to earn their trust, we have to know something about each other.
Right.
So Christ came, and the scripture said in Hebrews, he is the express image of the Father.
That's right.
So when he came, he didn't come to express himself, yet when he expressed the Father, we were able to see him through the Father because he and the Father are one.
That's John 10.
So this is what
that.
I love about it.
That's
you
right.
know,
Amen.
The scripture really, it does something
Amen.
For me
Amen.
Each time I read this.
Amen.
Because it's letting me know more and more about God and how I can put more and more of my trust in him. And I'm hoping and praying on today, each of you that are listening, good morning to my family and friends. I probably didn't say that at the beginning. Amen. But thank God for all of you that are listening.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But all of you need to learn how to put your full trust and confidence in God because Christ came to express himself,
mm-hmm.
to express God, in other words, to reveal or declare what you just got through reading in St. John chapter 1.
That's right.
Amen. Declare to us who God is.
That's right.
So that we could put our full trust and confidence in him.
Absolutely.
The way that Abraham did, remember, Abraham only had faith.
Right.
But he did, whatever he did through faith, God was able to call him a friend.
That's right. He was a friend of
oh,
God.
Oh, I love that on today.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What's Christmas like for you? How are you celebrating Christmas? Are you really celebrating Christmas and represent and looking at and respecting, revering, and reverencing Jesus Christ as the Christ child of Christmas? Pastor, you touched on that, and in the 10th chapter of John, the 31st, Jesus says, I and my Father are one.
Amen.
I and my Father
Amen.
Are one.
Amen.
And then you touched on it also in the Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3 text. It talked about Jesus Christ being the express image of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we see, ask the question, who is this child? This child of Christmas is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is God come into flesh.
Amen.
He is virgin born. He is very God. All of the essence and attributes of God are the same essence and attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is prophesied. He is publicized. And that publicizing I'm talking about, he publicized who God is. He declared him. He exegeted him. He fully made known who God is through Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, the third point that I'd like for us to make on this study today, asking the question, who is this child? He is personified. Jesus is personified. Pastor, read for our listeners Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 21, 22, and 23. He is personified. We're talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus is not only prophesied, he's not only publicized in the Scripture, he is also personified.
Amen. Amen. Verse 21, and she, speaking about Mary, shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, there's a great thing right there, because, amen, he gave us a name that we can call on.
That's right.
Amen. I'm so grateful for that on today, amen. If you call him, and you call him by that name, and if you call him like you need him, many of the church mothers told me that he will come.
Absolutely.
Amen. Praise God. So listen now. He said, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what that does to you, but it's such a blessing, blessing, blessing. Because here's the picture. While the angel Gabriel is making the announcement to Mary in Luke's gospel, the first chapter, verse 26 and following, he is announcing to Mary that she's going to have a son, and the son will be birthed as a result of the Holy Spirit of God, verse 35 of chapter 1, Luke's gospel. And Joseph, in this text in Matthew's gospel, the first chapter, Joseph is anxious. He's concerned. He's what we would call, from the human perspective, worried. He realizes he's an honorable man. The verses prior to verse 21, verse 17, 18, 19 states that Joseph was an honorable man. That means he was trustworthy. He had integrity. And he discovered that Mary was expecting a child. And he knew that he had done nothing that was immoral. And so Joseph was wondering, what should I do? The custom of that day was, if there's the man and woman that's betrothed, we call it engaged, and there's impurity found in the woman prior to the consummation of the marriage, then they could put that one away by bill of divorcement.
Amen. Amen.
Bill of divorcement, Deuteronomy chapter 24, is given in order to rectify a scenario where in the betrothal time there is that discovery of immorality. So Joseph is anxious. Joseph is concerned. And the same angel Gabriel came to Joseph and explained to Joseph what is transpiring, what is taking place. Who is this child? It is Jesus. But the text here is a little more gives a little more clarification. His name is Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Amen.
In other words, ladies and gentlemen, in this text, it fully validates, fully confirms, it further verifies the fact that Jesus Christ is God come into flesh. He is personified in the Lord Jesus Christ. God is in Christ. Christ is in God. It is full deity with us. It is clear, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ has all the attributes, all the essence of God. Jesus Christ is God with a human face. Jesus Christ is God seeing through human eyes. Jesus Christ is God hearing through human ears. Jesus Christ is God speaking with human lips. Jesus Christ is God touching with human hands. Jesus Christ is God loving with a human heart. God with us.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know how anybody could go through the Christmas season without being encouraged and comforted and challenged to realize that when we celebrate Christmas, we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Who is this child? It is God with us. Ladies and gentlemen, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, the entire Bible is God's progressive revelation of himself to man. And the greatest revelation of God to man is found in the God-man, Jesus Christ himself. He is 100% God and 100% man.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says in Hebrews 13:5, Jesus Christ says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that should give comfort and hope and peace to everyone listening to my voice today as we celebrate Christmas. It is my prayer, it is my desire to see that you know Jesus Christ, to encourage you to know the Christ of Christmas.
Amen.
Therefore, Jesus Christ, the fourth thing that I need, Pastor, for us to talk about today, Jesus Christ is to be personalized.
Amen.
Personalized. We see he's prophesied, he's publicized, he's personified, but ladies and gentlemen, he needs to be personalized. What does that mean? It means we need to know him personally.
Amen.
It's all right for people to talk about theologically, theoretically, of knowing about God. There are a lot of people today, and perhaps you're one of them, ladies and gentlemen, you say, I know God. I know all about God. But ladies and gentlemen, do you know him? Do you have a personal relationship with him? Have you personalized the Christ of Christmas?
Praise God.
The personalization of Christ of Christmas. I don't know how a person can really properly celebrate the holy season called Christmas lest we know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. In John 14, we touched on it a moment ago, verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. Jesus told Philip, you understand, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, he says, you understand, son, that if you want to know God, you're looking at him. If you want to know who God is, you've seen him. If you want to know who God is, you've listened to him. If you want to know who God is, you've been walking with him. But that must be personalized. In fact, Pastor, in John chapter 1, verse 29, John says, behold, the Lamb of God
that
takes away the sin of the world. Behold, look intently and see, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And it was on that last Passover celebration that the Lord Jesus Christ had with his disciples that he literally, figuratively, theologically, biblically, and actually became the Passover Lamb.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was the Passover Lamb. What do we mean when we talk about the Passover Lamb? You recall, ladies and gentlemen, when the plagues were there and the book of Exodus, in fact, it's in the 12th chapter. We're going to read that for us, Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and following. We're going to read about the Passover celebration and what was required. The Passover celebration, the blood had to be applied on the doorpost and on the lintel of the door so that when the death angel passed through, it would pass over the home, the family that had the blood applied.
Amen.
And so that's personalizing the Lamb. And if Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, and he is, based on the scripture, we need to understand what the Passover Lamb is to be like and what is to happen with that Passover Lamb. Pastor, if you would be kind enough, read for us.
Amen.
Verse 1 through verse 11 in Exodus chapter 12.
Chapter 12, 1 through 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts, on the upper doorposts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
Pastor, that is a wonderful text. Notice in that third verse, the scripture says, a lamb. Notice in the fourth verse, it says, the lamb. Notice in the fifth verse, it says, your lamb. And ladies and gentlemen, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, became our Passover lamb.
Amen.
Became our Passover. In fact, in 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter, beginning with about the eighth verse and following, it talks about Jesus being our Passover sacrifice. And if that's the case, the lamb must be perfect, must be spotless, without blemish. The lamb must be willing, must be sacrificed, that is, put to death. The Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled all the requirements for the Passover lamb. Therefore, he became our Passover lamb. We
Amen.
Must personalize that Passover lamb, not just a lamb, not just the lamb, but your lamb. The question is, ladies and gentlemen, have you received the Lamb of God
Amen.
That taketh away the sins of the world as your personal Lord and Savior? Pastor, what does a person need to do? We've got about a minute and a half. What does a person need to do to receive that lamb as the Passover lamb for this Christmas celebration?
Well, going back to what we said at the very beginning of the broadcast, Dr. Youngblood, we need to believe the record,
yes.
the report
yes.
that God gave unto us.
Yes.
Let me encourage you, amen, with verses coming from, amen, 1 John chapter 5, mm-hmm. verses 10 through 12. It says here, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So it's important for you to believe the report and the record of the Lord.
Amen. And it's important to personalize Jesus in that believe. There also is the receiving, and you receive the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world by saying, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Come into my heart and save me.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you will pray that prayer this Christmas season and recognize the answer to the question, who is this child? It is Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air.
Merry Christmas.
As once
Merry
again,
Christmas.
We face the issues. And Merry Christmas to each and every one of our listeners.
Amen.
Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.